correct or true. You're right.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with our anchor man, Paul Rasmussen. Excited to talk to our next guest. Stephen Ray is the executive director of the Block Center for Technology, world famous Carnegie Mellon University. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
You, as you know, are the center of the universe now when it comes to robotics and artificial intelligence. So we thought we'd reach out and get some more insight, because this company worth $3.4 trillion, NVIDIA, is obviously interested in you too. So talk about the cooperative effort looking forward.
Yeah, I think the NVIDIA announcement this past week of Pittsburgh being a technology hub for them, a community hub, partnering Carnegie Mellon and the University of Pittsburgh as well, really demonstrates Pittsburgh's leadership in artificial intelligence, healthcare, and other areas that NVIDIA, you know, the world's largest chip manufacturer for AI and other applications, wants to be involved with. But really does spotlight the role of Carnegie Mellon as a research hub, which has put, you know, the Pittsburgh region at the center of major economic development announcements, job creation, and new technology. You know, CMU has had a role in not only pioneering artificial intelligence, but also promoting a human-centered approach. And I think that's an important part of what NVIDIA is looking for, is how will the technology be used? How do we keep the human in the AI and develop that? Because at CMU, we have people who are experts in AI and national security, sustainable AI and use of AI, and AI safety. And as you mentioned at the beginning, we don't deal with just the latest craze in generative AI, but we're also building out the embodied AI applications like robotics and autonomy. And robotics is particularly, and autonomy are particularly where NVIDIA was interested in partnering with Carnegie Mellon.
Stephen, Paul Rasmussen here. Would you explain to our audience the importance of NVIDIA's position in this, in terms of what they bring to the table, these high-power chips they're manufacturing?
Yeah, they are the leader in the world in the development of these new high-powered chips that are powering the technology that we're all starting to use and seeing. And what they're really looking at here is, how are we going to make sure that we're developing the types of chips that are going to power, you know, the new robotic tools that we're developing at Carnegie Mellon for agriculture, for space, for everyday use in the home, and for helping senior citizens and others in their daily lives. You know, NVIDIA brings this technology. What it'll allow us to do at Carnegie Mellon is to have access to their technology and their knowledge, so that as we're developing these new tools, developing the research structures that are necessary, we'll have knowledge of the capabilities, access to the technology, and access to their researchers as well in new partnerships.
We're with Steve Ray, executive director of the Block Center for Technology at Carnegie Mellon University. I think, Steve, it's kind of an overwhelming subject for us lay people, because you hear artificial intelligence and people, you know, it's so broad. In terms of practicality, here in Pittsburgh and the South, you know, Western Pennsylvania region, we offer something that's really important. As I understand it, this technology requires a lot of energy. And obviously, mm-hmm. we're sitting on one of the world's largest reserves of natural gas and other ways to power this. Why does it take so much energy to run artificial intelligence?
Well, you may be getting even beyond my knowledge base on that, Larry, but the reality is that computing is an energy-intensive industry, very energy-intensive use. And what it requires are what are called data centers. These are the big buildings full of computers. It's really where the cloud is housed. You know, when we talk about the cloud is housed in lots of huge buildings around the country. with thousands of servers, computer servers sitting in there where all the computer processing is happening that allows you to get that instantaneous response whenever you search for something on the internet or run a program that is using cloud computing. That all requires lots of energy. You know, and in Pennsylvania and in southwestern Pennsylvania, we do have an opportunity and an advantage. We have affordable energy. This is an opportunity to take advantage of the energy that's been developed here, including also, you may have seen the news recently about Microsoft partnering with an energy company to reboot Three Mile Island out in the center of the state to help power some of their developing power as well.
Well, it's fascinating, and I'm happy that Pittsburgh seems to be really the focal point of this super emerging technology, particularly at CMU. So congratulations. Mm-hmm. This is exciting because bottom line is, if this all goes as planned, it'll bring a lot of jobs and a lot of good jobs and bring people from all over the country here to Pittsburgh, right?
It already is. I'll give you just a small example. Last week, the National Science Foundation brought all of their AI research centers from across the country to Carnegie Mellon, hosted by our AI Center for Social Decision Making. That was an incredible amount of power and knowledge just here at Carnegie Mellon, looking at Pittsburgh as really the center of the universe in this. We do discovery where we have the research and talent. We do development of creating the new tools, programs, and research. And then we do deployment. And, you know, I'm going to add the last piece, which is don't underestimate the use of AI in companies like our finance companies or our healthcare companies or our insurance companies. That's where this stuff really gets used. And we're helping to provide the programs for them, train their employees, and develop new technologies that will help them work. It's going to be great for the Pittsburgh economy.
More to come. Steve Gray, Executive Director of the Block Center for Technology at Carnegie Mellon University. The only thing, though, we got to teach all those people coming from other places, a lot of this is stored in the cloud, not cloud.
I didn't bring my Pittsburgh accent to the conversation.
But, I got you. Great stuff, Steve. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, thanks, Larry. Take care.